Decluttering. You must have already experienced that decluttering and making order around you and in your living space is no easy task. Objects and things keep coming into your life, and after a while, you won't need them any longer. But it's hard to part with objects that have been part of your life for so long. Objects that used to be cherished are difficult to give away because of the fond memories that we connect to them. But life goes on, and houses or flats don't have endless space to keep every single object from our past, even if it had meant the world to us at a given period of time. Difficult decisions have to be made from time to time to decide what to keep as memorable objects for our kids and what to declutter. If only we had the biggest attic in the world to keep everything we would like to. In today's world, when people keep moving around a lot and don't spend their whole lives in the same house or flat, objects often lose their significance, and young people create a minimalist space for themselves with few but precious things. Even making order and the cleaning process are easy if there is no clutter where you live. A tidy and organized space makes it easier to find what you need and is simpler to clean and maintain. Without unnecessary items in the way, you can quickly clean surfaces and keep your environment tidy with minimal effort. Decluttering helps you to evaluate what is truly important in your life. By removing items that no longer serve a purpose, you make room for things that add value to your life. Decluttering may seem sometimes overwhelming. Setting clear goals and doing them step by step can help to be more effective. Focus on specific areas at a time. Decluttering cannot be done immediately. It's a process that takes time. If you've made the decision, start doing it in small but manageable steps and set a realistic time frame. Start small, such as with a drawer or a single closet, and work your way up to larger areas. Go through your belongings and categorize them into different piles or boxes, and keep those items only that you really need. It's okay to keep a few sentimental things that truly matter, but try not to hold on to everything. Prioritize things with the most meaning. If something is sentimental but not practical to keep, taking a photo can preserve the memory while you let go of the physical object. What about the rest? You can always donate or sell unnecessary items, or simply throw away broken or unusable stuff. Give usable items to local charities or shelters. They are happy to distribute them to those who are in need. Decluttering takes effort, so take pride in the progress you've made and keep it up. Make decluttering a regular task and take a few minutes each day to tidy up, putting things back in their designated places. Invest in bins, baskets, or shelves to help organize your items efficiently.